So, what do we do about excessive expectations? You know, sometimes we may understand also that expectations are excessive, but still we can't just turn them off. So, how can we live without expectations? No, we can't live without expectations. The point is that we all need like-minded association. And one of the principles of bhakti that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu talks about is Sajatiya Asha Snigdha Sangha. Not just Sangha, not just association, but Snigdha, affectionate association. And not just affectionate, but Sajatiya Asha Snigdha. Sajatiya Asha means those who have the same category of desires that we have. So there are some people, some devotees, any relationship, you know, with some people just click. You meet us once or twice and you feel there's a clicking, there's a meeting of minds. And if we find a relationship that works, you know, we have to put in the effort. That is to sustain that relationship. So there are various kinds of relationship we will have. Sometimes we may have functional relationship with some people. You know, we have a family, we have a job, we have a social circle. Within which we'll have functional relationships. If within that functional relationships, we can find a like-minded relationship, that's wonderful. But if we don't, then the human heart's need for reciprocation is, it cannot be thwarted. So wherever we find, even if we have one or two relationships with like-minded people, that can help us weather many of the storms of our life. So if in some relationship we feel that we are having too much expectations, then that means that we need like-minded association. So we cannot have the same level of intimacy in all relationships. It's unrealistic to expect that, and it's also it is also not right that just because we don't have a level of intimacy we reject relationships. It's not wrong that we may have different levels of intimacy with different people in relationships. So, if we find that there's some frustration of expectation, we can't suppress our need for reciprocation, but we redirect it elsewhere and find out some relationship where we can get it sustainable. And overall, you know, relationships, how do they work? Say, I am one person, like one circle, and somebody else is another circle. So, there is some place where there's overlap. My interests and that person's interests. And that overlap becomes the central point of the relationship. But along with that, if that overlap is strong, then whatever difference is there, that can also add spice to the relationship. So, we may need to make some effort to discover where is the overlap. So, by observing each other, discussing, talking, and maybe consulting others who know each other. There was a psychologist, Abraham Maslow. He talked about four sectors of the human personality. He said, there are some things about us which we know and others know. There are some things which we know but others don't know. Sometimes which we don't know but others know. And sometimes which neither we know nor others know. So sometimes we may feel this person, you know, is such a lousy, clumsy, insensitive person. We may feel like that, and yet, we see some other people, they admire this person. They like this person. You know, what do they find in this person? We may feel like that. Then maybe those who appreciate that person, we can talk with them. And then we'll find out there is something which I had missed out. So one problem that comes with respect to in relationships is what psychologists call as the attribution error. Attribution error means that we observe certain behavior and then we ascribe certain intention to that behavior. We attribute, okay, this behavior is caused by this intention. And in general, if we like someone, we attribute positive intention. And if we don't like someone, we attribute negative intention. So for example, if we see someone eating a lot, if we don't like that person, this person is a glutton. No, and if we see someone eating and we like that person, she must have been hungry. So quite often, once there is some dislike that may happen in a relationship, And then after that dislike happens, then there is this attribution error which gives us more and more reasons for dislike. Although there might be some genuine grievances, and after that there's a whole buildup of imaginary charges against that person. So that's why looking at interacting with those who like that person, those who see some good in that person, can help us to clarify the situation and to understand the better side of the person. And one more problem that comes in relationships is that, look, people talk about each other instead of talking with each other. You know, A has a problem with B, but instead of going to B and clarifying in a respectful, sensitive, clear way, A talks with C, and A talks with D, and then C and D go and talk with B, and then B comes to, oh, he's saying this about me, and then B becomes negative about it, and he says, B is always negative about me, and A becomes negative about me, and the whole relationship gets vitiated. So better to talk with each other instead of talking about each other. Yeah, talk with each other, not that we shout at each other, but rather in a civilized, sensitive way, we discuss things out. And we can, gossip is a rumor of relationships. And essentially gossip, which can be called as prajalpa in Sanskrit, gossip essentially means to talk about a situation with someone who is neither a part of the problem nor a part of the solution. So, yes, sometimes you may have to talk with a third person to try to get some insight and some guidance. But then if that person is not a part of the solution, not a part of the problem, then we simply worsen the situation. So, in general, by finding like-minded association, where we get some satisfaction in our relationships, by avoiding, by finding what is alike amongst us, even when there are some glaring differences, by consulting those who appreciate that person to find out the positive side of that person, and by direct communicating and by avoiding backbiting, we can actually find points where we can base and improve the relationship. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?